Okay, it's great to be back with you for more GoldSeek.com radio. In today's special nugget segment, Bill Murphy from Gotta.org. Well, Bill Murphy is at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, GATA, with Chris Powell working on behalf of investors to expose the powers that be manipulating the precious metals market. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
We've seen this debt ceiling situation apparently resolved, at least in the near term. I don't think they seem to be too convinced that, or investors at least, that this is a solution to the problem. Any comments today?
Well, probably just the one that almost everyone else would be making is that, you know, it's kick the can time. I mean, that's the term of the moment, and it's true. I mean, what's changed? I mean, our debt's going up. We're spending more money. Economy's not doing that great. The PPT is goosing up the stock market to make everything look fine. Gold cartels continues to cap the gold price. Even though we had a big early day today, they stopped it cold after the first 25 minutes. Business as usual.
But at some point, there really has to be, I think, a return to the fundamentals in the precious metals.
Yeah, or of course, that's where we would come from a GATA standpoint. I mean, these markets are ridiculous in terms of gold and silver, how artificially low the prices are. Anybody who watches these markets knows what's happened since mid-April of last year, and actually all of last year with these waterfall, what I call financial market terrorist attacks, where gold is hit with thousands of contracts in seconds and minutes and forces the markets down and gets the speculators out. And no other markets trade like this. I mean, people are talking about, some people that follow it, about these market collapses that are forced. I'd like to see some say, how come no other market trades like what's happening to gold and silver? It's as you're saying, the fundamentals, it's all out of whack. They couldn't be more bullish. They've been bullish all year in this down move.
It seems like there's just been a shift away from the investment du jour, whatever is hot at the moment. That really is providing long-term investors an opportunity to pick up discounted precious metals.
Well, of course, you know, we both think the same way. But at least, again, the prices were forced down here. And you look at, has there been a let-up in the quantitative easing? No. It's got the S&P went to an all-time high today. Euro a year ago was 129. It's 136. What does gold do? It goes down $500. It's just, there's no, it doesn't make any sense unless you understand, quite frankly, where GATA comes from, of this gold cartel and has gone after the gold and silver markets to bury the price for their own agenda, and that's worked.
Gold premiums in India hit a record of $100 an ounce. You know, the nation has done what it can to support its national currency, the rupee, by apparently suppressing gold imports. But I just keep looking to the day when Americans wake up to the diversification aspects alone of having some of the yellow metal.
Couldn't be from the average investor, especially the little guys, not some of the real big money. Gold is off the radar screen as much as I've seen it in 15 years. There's just no interest, and part of that's because what they've done to the Dow. You've got real estate moving. You've got the NASDAQ going nuts, the S&P at all-time highs. Gold and silver keep getting killed. All rallies are sold because of what these people are doing. And so people just don't want to hear about it right now. I've never seen it this bad. And we know why, and is it going to change, and is it the time to buy? Absolutely. These are giveaway prices, and it's going to be spectacular. And we just don't know what's going to change the sentiment or the momentum or what black swan event or something that's going to surface that'll just shake people up. And that's when the American public comes our way, and when it does, wow.
You know, that's a seamless segue into something that James Turk said on Gold Seek Radio last week. He watches the London backwardation numbers on gold. It's only been backdated twice since this bull market began in 1999, and it was recently, this summer. Well, you know what? It actually just fell back into backwardation this week for the second time this year.
That was the stress in the system, Chris, and it's part is because of what this gold cartel has done to mobilize enough physical gold from different areas to get in the market, and they're stretching to get it. And that negative rate or that occurrence by itself, it just tells you there's stress out there, and the physical gold market is a lot tighter than the price would suggest.
They bought a big break this week, Capitol Hill to the rescue, you know, the debt ceiling and whatnot. But at some point, I think this game of musical chairs is going to stop. You know, we're all going to need a hefty helping of this sector, you know, in the portfolio. So as we wrap up here today, you know, surely we're probably getting close to some support.
Well, today, you know, Chris, actually, you know, gold had it shot up like crazy. In that aspect, it was a great day in the early going, but of course, it was stopped. What we need is something. Tomorrow, for me, will be key because they tend to attack gold and silver on Fridays. They do it like 90% of the time, and that's what the track record shows. And they never allow follow-through. They never allow excitement, all kinds of things. Gold needs a big, or silver, a big follow-through up day on a day like tomorrow after a move like today and not get stuffed, which these people always do. We need the market to tell us if this turnaround is here because it's coming. I don't know whether it's going to start tomorrow, next week, or whether it's going to be months from now.
We just found out that Russia is going to start trading deliverable gold contracts on its stock exchange. That's kind of an unusual twist. I think they have learned quite something from their southern comrades that they need to have a deliverable contract on their exchanges from the Shanghai Gold Exchange, which has been a wildly successful contract. And I think it's interesting that the Shanghai Exchange delivers something like 9 times more gold than the COMEX, even though it's a tiny fractional volume exchange. So just more people waking up to that value there and the opportunity for precious metals.
As I mentioned earlier, a lot of the buyers here run away from the gold and silver markets in the West. I mean, they're just saying thank you very much over there, and they continue to buy, and that's where the gold's moving to, and it's going to be a big deal in the years to come. We're not quite there yet.
Presenting opportunities, and this is the thing that folks are going to recognize. You know, why didn't I pull the trigger on, you know, you can always dollar cost average into weakness. Can you tell investors more about what they can find at La Metropole Cafe as well as Gata.org, please?
Well, I write about the gold and silver markets. People can sign over a 2-week free trial. My colleague Chris Powell right now just gave a big speech in Australia at a conference over there, which I hear from the feedback went very well, and he just left New Zealand, and he's going to be in Australia for a little bit longer for another conference, and he's done yeoman work to get the Gata message out there, and we're going to keep at it.
Very good.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.